It's 83 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Back in May, Senator Marsha Blackburn emptied her Senate campaign account, giving the balance of $4.8 million to a pro-school voucher political action committee called Club for Growth. Since then, the Tennessee Lookout reports a closely linked PAC with the same leaders has donated a nearly identical amount to her gubernatorial campaign. Now, under state law, Blackburn is not allowed to directly spend money from her federal campaign on the governor's race. But Brendan Galvin, the director of Open Secrets, a nonpartisan political spending tracker, tells the outlet the spending, quote, clearly reads as a workaround. These political spending groups, while separate from one another, share leaders and are registered to the same address in Washington, D.C. And they're allowed to raise and spend unlimited amounts of money, provided they don't work directly with the campaigns for candidates they're helping. The Open Secrets leader says maneuvering through different PACs makes it look like the money is coming from a different source, but that it's difficult to ignore the connections. Neither Blackburn's campaign nor the Club for Growth have responded to the Tennessee Lookout's requests for comment. While data centers have become a roiling fight in Tennessee, West Virginia has remained largely untouched from data center development. That will soon change as projects begin to break ground. Amy Margolies is the executive director of Tucker United, a grassroots coalition that formed after a data center with its own natural gas power source was announced within a mile of her son's school.
It's not that data centers haven't existed. There have not been a lot of these facilities executed at this scale, and none yet in the state of West Virginia. So we actually don't know what the economic impacts of this are going to be.
Margolies and other citizens say many basic questions remain unanswered as they try to understand the scope of data center projects and how they could affect water and land in their area. Below normal temperatures continue today, according to the National Weather Service. They're expecting scattered showers in the east, but no severe weather. Temperatures are starting to increase on Wednesday. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.